Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I've held over our guest, which is something that's very unusual on this program, but there's just so much here. There's so much to dig into with Carlos Galindo. He is a Latino talk show host down in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and was recently more than once harassed by the police, the sheriffs, the deputies of one Joe Arpaio, perhaps the most corrupt sheriff in America, or at least the most well-known corrupt sheriff in America. And some of the video footage that the sheriff's officers believed they had deleted has now shown up on Carlos's YouTube channel at Activista USA. That's on YouTube, Activista USA. You can see the full footage there. We've been playing some of the clips here tonight of these sheriff's officers just showing how interested they are in providing, you know, service and serving and protecting. They're really concerned with, you know, really being great guys and just being helpful. Well, let me give you one example of some of the, you know, how helpful they are here.
We're not on the same level here. I'm up here, you're down here right now.
So I'm less than you.
Yeah, okay, that's who we're dealing with. We're dealing not with peace officers who are trying to actually, you know, solve a problem. We're dealing with people that actually believe they're better than you. That's what the issue is here. That's one of the issues that we're talking about here tonight is the attitude of these police officers. First of all, they're not doing anything helpful in the first place. They're harassing vendors at a flea market because, well, they can. Because they know the tactics of intimidation. They know they can just go up and make demands, and that because they're wearing a badge, people will do what they say. Because people have been trained or brainwashed, as Carlos was saying, into just going along with whatever it is the police tell them to do. And it's something that we're just trained from day one in this country. You learn about the friendly police officer in your elementary school class, and, well, they're in charge, so you whatever the police say.
I think by and large, at the time that I was in elementary school, most police were peace officers, and they were acting in that capacity. I realize that the drug war started with the Nixon administration, which was, of course, prior to me being old enough to really see this stuff in school. But, you know, I don't think that it really hit at that point, at least not in the little community of Bradenton, Florida.
Well, the real goes back to something we were talking about this week on the weekday program, which you can download at freetalklive.com. But we're talking about how the police use the drug war as the excuse for all kinds of the government in general, but the police use the drug war as the excuse for all kinds of tyranny. I mean, searches, that started not with the terrorism and not with the so-called illegal thing, which I want to definitely talk to Carlos about when we get a chance, because I don't believe that human beings can be illegal. But the drug war was the first first destruction of the Fourth Amendment. The drug war was what gave them the excuse to just run roughshod over your right to privacy. And indeed, it's running over the top of free speech and the free press. Carlos approaches these police and says he's with the media, and they demand he turns the camera off because there's one of them that's undercover. They've got undercover officers, and they might get to see their face on YouTube. In fact, here's what one of them said a little bit later.
Okay, you have your ID on you?
Yeah, but I don't need to show you my identification.
Okay, then you're not going to get a receipt.
This is after he stole Carlos's camera from him, and we're going to bring Carlos Galindo back on with us here. They stole your camera from you, and then they're trying to get you to show ID, which, as you say correctly, which most people don't know this, you don't have an obligation to show them any identification unless maybe you're in your car, in which case, you know, they're going to hurt you if you don't. In that case, I don't believe you have any obligation myself to show this stuff, but you could at least make the argument that, well, you agreed to have the driver's license, so therefore you agreed to hand it over when you're in your car. But if you're just on the street, if you're outside of your car, you have no obligation to be even carrying identification on you. And he could have written a receipt with a name that you gave him, but he was just using that as an excuse to try to pressure you. Did you ever hand him the ID?
Absolutely not. And you're right. I'm in a public venue. He has not made any type of a formal stop. He has not conducted an investigation of myself. So he has no right at all to determine who I am or why I'm there. It's a public place. I was invited there. In fact, all the public is invited to come there because they advertise. That's an invitation. Mm-hmm. And so he had no right to come up to me and number one, stop me from exercising my First Amendment right. And second of all, taking my camera because it is, number one, unlawful detainment And second of all, he did take it, so he took an item of mine away, and in that case, by depriving me of it, without my consent, he is stealing it. And then for them to turn around and delete the information on there, including that private stuff that I still had on there. Let me tell you, this is what I tell my people on the radio show. These are rabid dogs foaming at the mouth that carry a gun and a badge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it amounts to.
That's how they should be treated, too. They should be treated very cautiously because they are dangerous. And if you are all alone, then you're in an even higher dangerous situation. Luckily, you were in a public place. So not that that would have stopped them from being violent, but it certainly helps to have other eyeballs around to keep, you know, to keep them in line, so to speak. Let me play some more of this audio here from what you recorded. And again, the full versions of this is all available over at Activista USA at YouTube's your channel. Here's a little bit more.
Okay, I need your name on your ID.
I'm at the Grand Mercado, 35th Avenue in Buckeye, and I've got some gentleman taking my camera from me here. Can you get some officers out here to respond, please?
That's actually where you called the Phoenix Police Department as you were talking with this guy, because he committed a crime. I mean, if you didn't have a badge and you walk up to somebody on the street and said, "Give me that camera," and snatch it out of their hand, that's theft. That's a crime. And for anybody else, that's criminal activity. But for them, it's just, well, we're just confiscating it. Don't worry. We'll give it back to you after we go through the trial and the process. And you know how long this stuff takes? It takes forever. So by the time you get your camera back, if it's even working, by the way, I told you about our friend Sam, Sam Dodson from ObscuredTruth.com. He spent 58 days in jail because he dared to record video in a public court lobby. He checked out his camera because they went, you know, they were going to trial, so the police still have it. It's now been several months since that happened. This is a professional-grade HD video camera. It doesn't work anymore. So all of a sudden, it was working when they confiscated it, and then when he got a chance to take a look at it and try to get his, you know, the flash card out of it, the camera didn't function anymore. Funny how that is.
Right, so. And, you know, I'll tell you, when they deleted that, he was so sure that he in fact he said, and I think you've got that clip, he says, "Okay, I've got everything off of there," and I questioned, "What gave you the right to delete it?" And he says, "I'm trying to help you
out." Yeah, I'll get to that.
I was shocked.
Yeah, I want to get to that clip because when you go along with what they say, when you go along with what they demand, they act like they're your buddies. And let me continue the audio here.
So you can twist this any way you want to make it seem racial. The fact is, you were told to stop doing it. The way society works is that the police tell you to do something, you do it. If you choose not to, there's consequences.
That's the way a police state works.
Yeah.
So what he's doing is admitting there that we live in a police state.
Pretty much.
Exactly. And really, that's, you know, if this is the kind of abuse we're seeing here, I don't know how you guys are dealing with it up there, how prevalent it is, but it is seriously out of control in Arizona and in our own gem of racism called Maricopa County.
That's their attitude, though. I mean, you heard earlier where we played the clip where he says, "I'm up here, you're down there." There he says, "So, oh, hey, it's just how society works. Whatever we say, you got to do. So, you know, if we demand that you give us fellatio here right out in the Gran Mercado in front of everybody, you'll just have to do that because, you know, we're the police. Anything we say is a lawful order, apparently."
The bottom line is I don't appreciate you bullying me. I don't appreciate you telling me you're
I
a
asked you,
down here.
Sir, I asked you.
I'm not down here.
You didn't ask.
Oh, you didn't ask. Earlier they asked.
Right.
Please stop filming.
Sure.
I'm going to have to ask.
But you follow it up with force? It's not a request.
No. But they love to make themselves feel
it's
better.
A demand.
But they like to feel better about themselves by claiming that they were just being nice first.
If I walk up to you on the street, I pull out a .45, I stick it in your forehead, and I say, "Please give me your wallet." Have I asked you for your wallet?
We're down here. We're on the same level.
Why are you yelling? I asked you several times.
You were asked politely there. That's why he had to take it up a notch.
Well, yeah.
You were asked politely by this.
I asked you politely.
See, that's how this gang works. See, the people don't like it. Carlos, on this show, I know you've probably never listened to Free Talk Live before. Somebody turned you on to us just today. You emailed me today. I called you right back, and we got you on the show. But, you know, when we talk about the police and what they really are, which I understand that there are some good guys out there. I understand that. I've met some of them, so I know it's true. But in general, what the police are is a criminal gang. and that's how they behave. It's just that they send letters and ask nicely before they start getting violent with you. It's not like your typical mafia. They've got a sense of legitimacy to uphold with the people, so they have to go about it very cautiously in the beginning, and that's what their excuse is. I'm going to bring it back here in a few moments, and your calls as well. 800-259-9231 if you've got a question for Carlos.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Frontsight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And if you want to visit us online, you can do that at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained at levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today, plus a 30-state concealed weapon permit, and you get a free handgun in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
We've got Carlos Galindo with us here tonight. He's a talk show host, Latino talk show host down in the Phoenix area. And they're working on setting up an act. It sounds like they've already got an activist network set up there where if the police are harassing people, innocent, peaceful people, calls will go out to people like Carlos who will respond with things like video cameras and stuff like that to try to at least bring some level of accountability back to these cops. I mean, they're acting like violent, intimidating thugs, and that's how many of them are trained to behave. And so in this case, what had happened was, and you can see the video footage over at Activista USA, and that's a channel on YouTube. It's Carlos's channel. But the owners of the Gran Mercado in Phoenix called Carlos and had him to have him come out because the cops were shaking down vendors at the flea market, harassing peaceful people that are just trying to do business. It's not easy doing business at a flea market. It's a pretty
not
stressful.
Not since the government's crashed the economy either.
Right. It's a pretty tough world. There's usually not anything resembling air conditioning at most flea markets. So, it's a pretty stressful place to be. And so bringing the police in and harassing people just makes it that much worse. Carlos shows up with his video camera. The police don't like that very much. They demand that he stop. They say outrageous things on camera, like, well, we're up here and you're down there, a very us versus them kind of mentality. One of the cops even claims that, well, whatever the cops say, hey, this is the society you live in. Whatever the cops say, you have to do. And then another one says later on that, well, if you don't like it, you can sue me. Get in line, he says, because he knows that he's completely safe. He's totally insulated from being sued. You can't sue individual members of the police department if they're acting as their official capacity. You can sue the department, and good luck, because then you'll have to have a judge.
If you can find a lawyer that'll take the case, because
to go up against the cops?
Right. They know how fruitless it is.
So we have Carlos with us here. I'm going to play just a little bit more of this audio. We'll bring him back in for some comments, and we'll also take your phone calls because I know you have questions for him here. Here's some more of the audio with him and the police.
Why would you delete my stuff off my camera?
You know what? I'm trying to do you a favor. See, I secure it as evidence, and you don't get it back for about a half a year to a year and a half till the case is the case, or I can delete the photos and give it back to you now. So what would your preference be?
Well, you've already deleted photos. I guess I don't have any choice. Right?
Well, either way, they're not going to go on YouTube.
Oh, look, they are going to go on YouTube.
Busted. They did make it up on YouTube because, number one, they deleted the footage. But if you have, and take note, listeners, if you have a camera that is not tape-based, if you have a flash camera or a hard drive camera, if you have a situation like this, and eventually the police are going to figure this out and this isn't going to work, but if you encounter a situation where you're recording the police, they demand the camera and they delete the stuff, do not record anything else on that flash card or on that hard drive until you get a chance to get it home and run some undelete software. There's some great free undelete software out there. Recuva is one that I've utilized. You can use this undelete software to go in there and literally just undelete those files. It's a very fast process, and that'll recover these things, which is what you did. And plus, you actually had your wife with you. She was surreptitiously recording the remainder of the conversation. So even if they had successfully deleted the first clip, you at least had gotten a whole bunch more of it, and they didn't even have any idea about that. So which is why it's very helpful to have multiple people respond to a situation like this, because it helps keep you safer, and multiple people with multiple cameras, because eventually, if you have enough people, you'll outnumber the cops. Plus, here's another tip. Carlos, I don't know if you've come across this one yet, but quick.com, QIK.com. Have you heard of this?
No.
You're going to love it. Do you have a smartphone?
Absolutely.
What do you have, BlackBerry, iPhone?
I have a mogul, it's an HTC mogul.
They're starting Windows to make page. This. Quick.com has a whole list of phones, and it's a very long, lengthy list, so odds are good that they'll have a Quick for your phone. But it's a service that if you have a smartphone with data connection option on it, then you can get this quick software. With a punch of a button, you can be uploading footage to the internet instantly. It is the perfect solution to this problem, because if the cops take your camera, in this case they deleted the footage and they gave the camera back, if they start taking cameras, then you're screwed, because then you have to cross your fingers and hope that you know, you get your camera back ever, and hopefully you can get the footage at that point. But if you're uploading instantly to the internet, it doesn't matter if they take your camera. I mean, you'd be out a couple $100, but the footage is already on Quick.com servers at that point. So it's free, by the way. You know, you're already paying for whatever plan you have. As long as you've got the unlimited data, it's completely free to use Quick.com service. So that's a recommendation for you, Carlos, and anybody else that's out there that wants to do this stuff here. Carlos, let's go to the phones here. Larry's been waiting patiently, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on with Carlos Galindo.
How you doing, Brian, Ann, and Carlos?
Yes, sir.
You know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. What's happening is the feds come in and have these little stops and stuff and pay these officers overtime, and they get used to getting that overtime, right? Well, just like any other job, they cut back on the overtime. The cop done ran his credit cards up. He done got his kids involved in things he's got to pay for. And then they say, hey, look, buddy, you're only getting 30 hours this week, or you're only getting 20 hours this week. He ain't got no money. He got to go out and rape and pillage to try to get what he can to keep his bills up, because he can't threaten the credit card company. He can't threaten the mortgage company. He got to pay them every month. He can't go down to utilities and threaten it. So all they're doing with these cops is using them as pawns. They're going to make them do the dirtiest things that they can make them do. And then when the feds come in to take over the whole situation, that's when they get rid of them, because they got so many complaints. But Carlos is right. Anytime you get a chance to capture them on tape, or capture them on a video or something, get them captured. And I just say, people, now that we have a little bit of freedom of speech left, you need to go to your city county council meetings, because every bit of it's on cameras. You catch these officials on camera, you bring them right on down, you ask them serious questions, and all they can do is get up and run out when they can't answer. But be consistent. I've ran two or three of them out. But you need to be consistent. Keep on going back, asking the same questions, pointing out where they're wasting money or where they're embezzling money. And you got freedom of speech now, so you better relish.
You might as well use it. I agree with that. Thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. Carlos, your thoughts on that?
Well, he's absolutely correct. They send them out to do the dirty work. Eventually, if they come in, they get so many complaints, and then they start changing things. In this case, unfortunately, Joe Arpaio has been at this for 16 years.
Yeah.
Joe Arpaio, as you know, was very popular first when he put the pants up, then put the pink underwears, then the pink handcuffs, then the slop food, green bologna, chasing immigrants. And so it's just been a continuous abuse of authority on behalf of Arpaio. And this is a guy who keeps getting reelected. So you have an elected official who's corrupt and also carries a badge. That is a dangerous combination.
And he enjoys a tremendous level of public support, even though there's a very anti-Arpaio element out there. I'm going to hang on to you. I know you've got a little more time with us, more with Carlos, and your calls as well in moments.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial on in toll free at 800-259-9231. Right now, taking calls preference for Carlos Galindo. He's with us. He's a Latino talk show host from the Phoenix, Arizona area. And has been really a great guy in that he stood up for his rights and the rights of others, those people that don't know things like how to stand up for themselves. He's helping show them how to do that by setting the example himself. He's got a YouTube channel at Activista USA. And Carlos, just want to say I really appreciate you taking so much time to spend with us here on Free Talk Live, because I'm sure you're an inspiration to a lot of folks down there that listen to your talk radio show. And I hope that people that are listening audience can go and see your videos at Activista USA on YouTube and, you know, get some idea of what's going on down there. And hopefully you'll encourage them to do something similar, to back up people that don't know any better about how to handle themselves around the police, that, you know, to encourage people to say no when the police make demands, arbitrary demands of you, to just, you know, try it, test the waters. It feels good to say no once you say it the first time.
That's right. And you know, they call my show controversial. It's really controversial in Phoenix, especially among the Hispanic community that's more used to getting fed information, sound bites, that are passive, that tell them it's okay. You don't question the system. In fact, you shouldn't question it because it could bring you problems. It could bring you trouble. And I'm slowly changing that mindset. Just as you guys are considered controversial, but why are we considered controversial? Because we tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're trying to get people to get motivated and stand up for their rights. Those people who call us unpatriotic say they want their America back. What are you talking about? This is America. Standing up for your rights, fighting for freedom, liberty. This is all part of it. It's saying you cannot violate my rights, my constitutional rights. And that is what we need to keep doing, is getting that word out and changing that mindset that's been bred into it.
Absolutely, because if you just if you do what they tell you to, and that what you're saying is they're saying, well, just go along to get along, Carlos. I mean, you don't want to stick your head up. They might bite it off. They might hurt you. They might hurt your family. But if you don't do anything, if you just meekly go along with whatever they demand, if you look the other way as they're assaulting your friends and your neighbors and your family members, and you don't criticize and you don't pay attention and you don't whip out the video cameras and the audio recording devices, and you don't do any of these things, you just go along to get along, then you're going to get more of what we're getting. And what we are getting is a police state. And it is going to get worse unless people start to do what you're doing and actually start to stand up for themselves and others. I mean, it's like Pastor Martin Niemöller said in World War II, and I'm paraphrasing here, but first they came for the the trade unionists, then they came for the communists, and then they came for somebody else, and then they came for me. And by that point, there was nobody else left to stand up for me, because he hadn't stood up for any of those people as they went after them. First, in our time, it's first they came for the drug dealers and the drug users, and then they came for the the terrorists, and then they came for the immigrants. And who's next? It could be you. It could be your family. So if you don't stand up, eventually they're going to come around to you.
That's true. That's exactly what we have to change that mindset. And really, we've been institutionalized as individuals can walk around freely. But because we can walk around freely does not mean we are truly free.
Exactly.
Because our rights are constantly violated. We're told what to do by law enforcement. We have no freedom to say no.
It's
and
an
we
illusion.
Actually do, but we have to start using our right of choice.
It's a brilliant illusion, the rose-colored glasses that people are looking through, because you're absolutely right, Carlos, and it's a theme that we frequently touch on in this program, is that just because you get to leave your house in the morning and choose which direction you go doesn't mean that you're truly free. As long as you have somebody to answer to, as long as there's somebody demanding a percentage of your income, as long as there's somebody saying you'll either pay us what we demand or we'll kick you from your home, that's what property taxes are, as long as there's somebody out there making demands of you and you have some sort of, if you don't follow them, you'll end up in a cage, then you truly are enslaved. And really all that we're doing here is we're on a much larger and much more subtle version of the plantation from back in the 1800s. It's, the taskmasters have changed outfits. They don't carry whips anymore. Now it's tasers and batons and pepper spray and guns and dark sunglasses. I mean, that's really all that's changed. It's just become much more brilliant and much more subtle and, less obvious to people that they really are enslaved.
As a matter of fact, you'll see that the rise of police happened at exactly the same time that they were getting, that people were employed. Their full-time employment was to chase after slaves that ran away. The rise of police in this country, because there weren't police when the Constitution was written. They didn't exist. Somehow we existed without police. But the rise of their use came right along with when guys who ran after slaves, their usefulness dwindled away.
I'm going to go into the phones. We still have somebody else who wants to talk to you here, Carlos. Mike is in on the line in Memphis. Mike, you're on with Carlos Galindo.
Good evening, Carlos Galindo. And I want to read something to you briefly and see if you've ever heard this before. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Have you ever heard that before?
Absolutely, and I have legal background, so and you're right, there was no PC. There was no probable cause there when this officer approached me. He had no probable cause, and he certainly had not sworn under oath for a search warrant, and so he clearly was outside the law.
Exactly.
The way he acted.
That is the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution, or the Constitution of the United States. And I carry around a little pocket constitution. Anytime I run into one of these taskmasters out there trying to, impress upon people their authority or their godness, I whip it out and I let them know real quick that they're actually not even listed in the Constitution beneath us. And the fact is that the Supreme Court ruled that there is no expectation of privacy in a public place. Now, you might have a hard time suing them in their official capacity. However, acting outside of their official capacity or under color of law, you can sue them all day long by yourself and win.
Can you really win? I mean, because you're up in a court system that's run by their buddies. I mean, they go golfing with the judges on the weekends.
Well, if you know the rules of the court, the judge has to follow them, or you, and if they don't follow the rules, then you get the judge by the gonads. And then,
have you actually done this, or are you talking fantasy land? Because
you don't know who you're talking to, but I'm in the middle of a major case right now. And, yeah, I spent 23 days for being 2 hours late for court when they scheduled me on a date when they knew I was in another court just so they could do that and pull that crap. And the deputy who said he called the other court and claimed that I wasn't there, well, I've got a case against him as we speak. So, yeah, it can be done.
Please call us and tell us the outcomes of this case.
I want you to know you're a breath of fresh air on this station, because – what we've been having on this station for the last year or so, well, let's just say you're a breath of fresh air.
Well, I've got the call letters here of the station. It was a new station to me. I'm going to give them a call on Monday and make sure it wasn't an accident that they put us on, and encourage them to take us again. Yes, definitely call us again. You know, write the number down. Find us.
Is there a way I can reach you, email off air?
You betcha. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. You can send one to me at ian@freetalklive.com. And, keep it. That's IAN. Ian@freetalklive.com.
And call the station and tell them that you consider us to be a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, give the station, your local station, a call and let them know that you appreciate them airing Free Talk Live on Saturday nights. And I thank you for the call tonight. Let us know how that goes. Because I can tell you that up here...
And not just Saturday nights. We do six nights a week.
It's true. Weeknights as well. But I can tell you that up here, that we had video footage of a judge yelling in his in the courtroom as he threw me in a jail cell for not sitting down fast enough. We had video footage of that, so pretty much proof positive that this guy wasn't following his own rules. The court rules specified that if you're going to charge somebody with contempt of court, you're supposed to give them a warning first. He didn't do anything like that. He just had me arrested. So somebody complained to the judicial commission that's supposed to oversee the judges.
They said everything's fine here.
Right. They batted it right back and said, well, we've reviewed this, and there's no problem here at all. So I really wish him the best of luck. And Carlos, can you hang out for one more segment?
Sure. All right. Absolutely.
More in a moment here. If you've got one question for Carlos, you might have time to fit it in if you dial in right now at 800-259-9231. Then we open up the show to absolutely anything. This is such an important issue. The issue of the police being out of control and what to do to deal with this situation. You've got to get active, and you've got to be willing to say no and face the consequences.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, though in the remainder of this particular hour, we'll be taking calls for our guest, Carlos Galindo. He is a talk show host in the Latino community down in Phoenix, Arizona. And he's been encouraging people down there to learn about freedom and learning about their rights and standing up for themselves and not just obeying everything that the police demand, because they are out of control, not just around the country, but especially down in the Phoenix area. Maricopa County is run by a man named Joe Arpaio, and he's one of the most well-known corrupt sheriffs across America. I mean, I've heard rumors. I don't know if they're true, but and I'm not going to cite my source, but I've heard rumors that Joe Arpaio is the biggest drug dealer in the county, maybe even in all of Arizona. He's when he's going after those drug dealers in town, it's because he's trying to clear the way for his boys to be doing business. Didn't want any competition showing up down there.
I've heard same sort of rumors going on down in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, too.
I've definitely heard Manatee County rumors down there. Old Sheriff Wells. Anyway, so Carlos, have you
I don't
heard
live there anymore, so I got nothing to worry about.
You heard those rumors before?
You know, keep in mind that Arpaio was the chief, the director of the DEA in Latin America.
Oh, really?
For years.
That's all I need to know then. I mean, he's got his connections, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He was stationed in Mexico City for 3 years. And so he's used to doing these sweeps, these raids, these stops. It's got some incredible history and baggage, believe me.
We've got more people that want to talk to you here, Carlos. I just want to play one more clip from the audio. You can see this video footage in full at Activista USA. That's a YouTube channel. It's your channel, Carlos. And this is just one of the final interactions that you had with some of these cops. They're such nice. It's right toward the very – they're so nice and so courteous. Listen to how they treat Carlos here in this audio. Oh. One of my
you should not be using excuses to profile people, and that's what's been happening with this sheriff's office.
You need to leave now.
Okay, well,
I am,
but you know what? You're not used to somebody responding and talking to you intelligently
Your intelligence is about, you're giving me about as much intelligence as I get from a rock.
Well, that's good, you know, and I'm listening to as much ignorance as I've listened to from the sheriff's office on a regular basis.
That's funny, because I'm going to call you ignorant, too.
And there you have it, serving and protecting. Let's go to the phone calls, talk to John, who I believe actually is going to be an apologist for the police. John, listening to WSJN-FM in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Carlos.
Yeah, I just got to say, I mean, thank God for the Constitution, first of all, and thank God for the troops fighting for our freedom. And, you know, if people were bashing the government, and some of these countries that we're fighting, they probably wouldn't be around right now.
That's right. So the translation of what you're saying is, well, our plantation is better than the other plantations from around the world.
Well, I mean,
so, boy, thank goodness we're here.
Essentially, I mean, if you deal with the police and you're not doing anything wrong, you're probably going to get kicked loose. But if you put up a front, you know, they're going to think maybe
Was it wrong, sir, for him to be video recording the police in a public place?
I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't know what the circumstances were.
Well,
there could have been a large crowd where the police were concerned about.
No, I'm telling you that he had an invitation from the property owners to come there because the police were harassing the vendors at the flea market. So he had an invitation to be there.
99 out of 100 times, police are dealing with bad guys. Bad guys that are trying to get away.
Carlos, has that been your experience?
Wait a minute. So it's okay to violate the other 1%? So if you're saying 99%,
I'm not saying that. But if you go along with the program, things will be a lot easier.
All right, hold on.
If there's no police,
they know what it is. They cannot violate the Constitution and arrest
So what are you saying? What are you saying?
The mentality from people like you that say, hey,
what are you saying? Get rid of the police.
All right. Hold on a second here. Let me get John in for one quick moment here. John, I'm going to give you a chance to respond, but then I need you to be quiet so Carlos can respond to you.
Right. I'll go ahead and just make a last comment, and then I'll hang up and listen to his response. But what I'm saying is, you know, the police and in the whole perspective of things are trying to do the right thing, trying to protect the citizens of the country.
No,
and,
that's not what they're
doing.
No.
Well, you know
no,
what? What do you project? Fire all the police and let anarchy take over and people rob you and steal and
well,
pilfer?
That's always the scare tactic that's used. But what I propose is to stop the war on drugs and stop the war on people crossing
drugs are 100% of our crime problem.
Almost 100% of our crime problem because they're illegal. If they weren't illegal, they wouldn't be a crime problem. Is alcohol part of our crime problem?
I can't say that because I can't predict the future and I can't predict what.
Oh, sure, you can.
But we can see what's going on now. Cops don't like to get videotaped.
Well, we can see according to the
you got to put yourself in their shoes. It's a tough job. 99% of the time, you're
what does that
with
have to do with getting videotaped? I pay their salary. That guy.
You know, I'm sure they hear that all the time.
Well, you wonder why they hear it? Because it's true, man. I deserve to be able to watch those police officers and what they do while they're earning my money that was forcibly taken so that they could get paid their little overtime.
Carlos, I want to make sure you have a chance to respond to this guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you had caught what I was saying earlier. It's not okay to violate one person's rights, 1% if it's 99% are supposedly bad. The problem here is that we give law enforcement a free pass always. We give them carte blanche to do as they desire because supposedly their good intent and the capacity of the duties is to do what's right. But we know that what's happened is that when they go through the academy and they become officers, they put a chip on that shoulder, and they get empowered by this authority by carrying a badge and a gun. Just think about it. Put a badge on yourself and a gun, and somebody say, you know what, buddy? You can do whatever in the hell you want.
Yep.
That's where the abuse starts. And let me tell you, I would venture to say, as he said, 99% of the people that they're dealing with are bad. I'm going to tell him, I would say 99% of the officers that we're dealing with are bad.
Let me tell you something, Carlos, and you're gonna love this one. We had a police trainer. His professional job is to train the police. I'm not going to say where, because he's anonymous. He doesn't want his to be revealed. But he's a real deal. We've met him in person.
Oh yes.
He told us that he is ready to leave the profession because he can't stand dealing with these recruits anymore. He says that the quality of the recruits has gone consistently down year after year. That at most, and he's being very liberal with this estimate. He says at maximum 10% of the recruits should be cops. Like they're courageous. They're, you know, good guys. They're
right.
They should be cops. 10%.
And when those 10% go onto the force and they're dealing with 90% that don't belong there, that are really just, you know, the people that should be working in other careers that got into the police because, well, they, you know, otherwise they'd be on welfare or whatever it is that they'd be doing. You know, they runs that 10% out. So the good guys, which to me are the kind of guys that would have gone into the police force 40 or 50 years ago, and would have been peace officers, those, you know, there's still a few of them in there, those kind of guys, they're getting run out.
They're far and few between. They really are far and few between. And listen, as I said, you're not dealing with a guy who's just an activist that doesn't have legal background. I absolutely have legal background. You're not dealing with a guy who wasn't exposed to this and having been married for 20 years to a person who was a member of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and from somebody who, as a young man, was involved in activity which was inappropriate. So I've gotten a taste of everything, and I've tried to be balanced. I'm not coming from the far left or from the far right. I'm trying to be to do an analysis of what's really going on here, and what's happened is this has gotten out of control. And as you said, it's a police state. It's got to stop. Citizens have to stand up and say enough is enough. You have these people on the far right, these ultra-conservatives that say, hey, it's okay, we want our America back, but this is not what America is about. America is called evolution. We're evolving. That's what it's about. And while we're evolving, we have to maintain those principles of the Constitution, and that's where the problem lies. These people think that they can continue trampling our rights, and we as citizens have to put a stop to it.
Yeah, it is in our hands, and it's because we've been so deferential and so easily just walked over in the past that they're getting away with what they're getting away with.
Sure,
if people would just start saying no.
The guy who just called in said that if you don't give the cops any trouble when they tell you what to do, you won't have any trouble.
Nonsense.
It's true. If you go out and pick the cotton for Massa, he won't pull out the whip.
You know what? We are out of time pretty much for this hour. Carlos, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I know that you've got a great community down there and that you're helping people understand their rights. But, you know, if you ever feel like giving up on Arizona, we'd love to have somebody with your courage up here in New Hampshire. Plus, you'll give us a little more extra color up here. It's like 97%
yeah.
White.
Vení acá, por favor.
Boy, let me tell you, when the Mexican restaurant opened up downtown around Central Square, I was so excited to see real Latinos working in the kitchen here in Keene. So would love to have you and your activist friends come up here. If you love liberty, that is, and it sounds like you do, it sounds like you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to also be free. And I really appreciate your time tonight, Carlos.
Guys, thank you so much. Thanks to your listeners for putting up with me. And remember, stand up for your rights. Bullshit.
You know, I don't even have my dump box up. Okay, hopefully the board op's dumping that. More on the way here. Hour 3's coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.